It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Good morning and happy Monday. Happy Veterans Day, everyone, and thank you for those of you who served. We value, respect, admire, appreciate everything you have done, and of course, for those of you who have family members who served and have passed, my heart goes out to you. It is 11/11/2024. So sorry for the delay. We have no control over technology in some instances. So you all know I am alive and well. I have really looked forward to being with you guys today. It is 12:10 p.m. Noon, yeah, p.m. here. On the central coast of Florida, we are definitely coming into a new time, as I know you all know, and I'm sure you were very much in tune with Mark Husson on his show prior to now. If you are listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page. It only takes a moment to come on in. It is titled 1-2 Radio. We're a private group, so the outside world can't see what we're saying, but we could see amongst each other. You are welcome to post any questions that you have. I know the last time I was with you guys, come on in the room. Let me say good morning. I know we're starting a little late, so I'm going to get to as many people as I can today, but I do want to address the obvious going on, and I know it's a little crazy out there. So first of all, my heart goes out to those of you who are really having difficulty. I know that the election threw a lot of people off. It was a very unpredictable, obvious outcome. But at the same time, we really have to come back to center and start to, of course, we pay attention to what goes on in the world. I'm not asking anyone to be naive, but I'm asking you all to, I thought to myself, how could we talk about what is going on, or how can we address our own internal fear around what's going on? Because we hear so many things. Obviously, it was another massive circumstance that proves the media is definitely off and why we shouldn't take too much of it on. The other thing is, you know, we try to stay with the light, we try to stay with hope. Somebody says to me, well, now we have to shine our lights even brighter and hope to reach more. And there have been so many comments about that. And I know at the same time, my children, I had to do a lot of soothing and comforting. All of you have. But soothing and comforting yourself is significant now because it's most important. And I thought to myself, because we really, you know, so many phases or circumstances in our lives are predictable and so many are not. And as humans, we have to learn how to deal with the predictability as well as the unpredictability, or perhaps the chaotic things that occur that we're like, wait, what? Of course, there are positive and negative in every situation in our lives, and we do have fear, and we recognize that fear. I was looking at a few things and this morning when I woke up and I did some meditation. I was looking at the best way really to manage fear, and I'm sure you all have a way about you. And when we say, oh, release the fear, it's not always easy to release the fear. It's not always easy to accept the fear. And we struggle and we go into this internal process about it. What I do believe is helpful, or for myself, it's been helpful to really recognize it, but also to say hello to it. Say hello to fear, say hello to grief, say hello to pain, say hello to angst, anguish, anxiety, whatever the negative emotion is, depression, sadness, weakness, whatever that negativity is that comes about. We're feeling out of control. We don't know what's going to happen, or we feel like somebody kind of pulled, you know, did somebody pull the wool over our eyes? Did some, you know, it feels like we've been duped, or whatever it is in your psyche and in your subconscious or conscious space. I think that it's really important to say hello to it and recognize it and really have a conversation with yourself about it. So through my meditation, I have been able to process through a lot of things that have come to mind. And for myself, as an Aries moon, tap into your moon sign, you know, I could tell that the way I'm handling things is by movement. And I've gotten on some OCD adventures here in the house. I started out fixing one spot on the door for our my mother-in-law's visiting Thursday for the very first time in several years. So as a and they're staying down the street, but you would think that we were rolling out the carpet, you know, the red carpet for the queen. And so I have an amazing relationship with my mother-in-law, but nevertheless, I'm still on edge. And so I think my escape route went from touching up a paint chip to painting every baseboard in this house through the wee hours of the morning. And so I think that I realized or recognized, because in the process of saying hello to my fear, saying hello to anxiety, saying hello to whatever emotion is popping up, I believe I recognize the fact that you're just doing this to try to, you know, make time kind of disappear, you know, or the moment escape me or whatever I had to do. And some funny things have come up in the last couple of days with what I've been doing. And so for yourselves, for me, that painting or that being able to accomplish one thing, which, by the way, looks fantastic, I was so proud of myself for it. And not that I've ever, you know, not done it before, but for some reason, this time it was monumental in being able to accomplish one thing that made me feel better, or to improve something, or to have control over something that can make our home look better, or whatever the heck it was. It was ridiculous. But the bottom line is, it was how I handled my fear and my anxiety or whatever it may be. And it's okay to be doubt. It's okay to be afraid. Just say hello to your emotions, recognize them, hold their hands, say, you know what? I'm with you. You know, we're together in this thing. And for some reason, when you reconcile the two parts of yourself and you're not arguing with how you're feeling, I really believe it makes its way easier through you. So try a little bit of that. Try to do something that feels good for you. Try to do something that you feel in control of, maybe whatever that takes. I think it's a really good idea, okay? And so I'm coming in the room. I want to say good morning to Maya, Tara, Suzanne. Hello, Renee. Happy Veterans Day also. Judith and Denise, Quelly, Pamela. I love that you're taking care of yourself, Tara. Christina, it's nice to have you here today also. Laura, yes, everybody is having... she's feeling everyone, she's saying. I'm sure you are. And Lori, I love that you have gratitude for the blessings of today and every day. And I feel the same. I am so grateful. And it's amazing because in normal circumstances, you know, when these things happen, I think some of us feel invisible. I mean, invincible. Yeah, maybe some of us feel invisible as well, because that's what it felt like in a way. But feeling invincible, I was thinking to myself, I think I finished about 4:10 in the morning, and I've had rest, so no worries there. But I was laughing because on a typical day, this is how we know our emotions can drive us, you know, or our thoughts or our feel, whatever it may be, our feelings, whatever, however you connect with what is coming through you. emotionally, physically, mentally, whatever. Usually when I participate in something like this crazy in some hours, I couldn't stop until it was finished. And I kept saying, one more, and then I wound up being the whole house and I drove myself to it. Usually I'd wake up kind of hunched back, not being able to walk. Well, I can't tell you guys, I don't have, thank goodness, I'm very grateful for no aches or pains this morning, but I'm laughing because it's simply because my nervous energy was driving me through it, you know? And so sometimes we have to look at the benefits of all the parts of ourselves and pull them together and go on from there. It's essential for you to be familiar with your feelings, with your thoughts, with any hope you can muster. You know, when these things happen, we have cycles in the world. We always ebb and flow. And I really do believe that there is going to be a light at the end of this tunnel. And so my heart goes out to all of you. I want to move on to your individual lives because I absolutely love being with you. And I want to, you know, one person at a time, we can make a difference. And I definitely believe that I have some things jumping at me. I've been really focusing on health with a lot of you. There's a lot of ick going around because of the change of the season. And I definitely want you to take care of yourselves, protect yourselves, be mindful that there's some viruses out there still that we want to protect ourselves from. So just be mindful of that and really, really take premium care of yourselves during this time, okay? All right, let's take a look. I'm going to refresh. I'm going to start taking your questions. I'm super grateful that we made it today. Better late than never. I feel like the retrograde's already begun before it's begun, you know? All right, now hold on. Let me see who's first. Thank you so, so much for that, Judith. I'm thinking to myself, how do we become friendly with these things that we have to deal with? Our fear or our sadness or our grief or, you know, do we get to eat more through it? Or maybe some of us don't and are the opposite. And I admire you if you're not that way. I eat myself through things too. So it's pretty funny, but we all have our way, you know. So it's nice. Keep a little journal. Decide what it is that's triggering you the most. Decide what's coming from the past and what's coming from recent events. And really try to reconcile with yourselves with it. Hold its hand. Give it a hug. Whatever. It's like, okay, yeah, you're a part of me. So, but really, not really. It's a separate entity of yourself. You are your whole person. You know, these are things that come and go. It never sticks with you forever. It ebbs and flows. So remember that. All right, now let me get on top of you guys here. Good morning to all. Hello, Ms. Kelly. Hi, Kat. Been not so well. Western medicine. I contacted a malpractice. All right, let me just take a look. So Kelly contacted a malpractice attorney. Had it. I will say this. It's a very challenging topic in today's world because made it so lock solid for who's practicing. But if there's been something that has injured you long term or anything like that, I definitely feel like, hold on a minute. Let me just take a look ahead before I answer. They just make it impossible for us to get, you know, in terms of malpractice, you really have to prove solid, you know? So let's just take a peek, okay? Hello, hello, Miss Carrie. Good morning to you. All right, here we go. Kelly, this is for you first. Mm-hmm. We all have we could share our rocket going off right now. There's another one. I think it's been happening more frequently lately throughout the show. I'm rumbling a little bit. It's funny. All right, sweetie, you definitely, no matter what happens here, there's a strong male attorney, and he's actually a pretty known person in his industry. I do believe he can help you, so this is what I see next. I also feel like whatever struggle you were having, there's some freedom here coming up ahead. That's another thing. To feel free of something that's either nagging at you, but I was thinking about what the meaning of freedom is. And a lot of, you know, most frequently it is really feeling free from what is taking place outside of us as well, or within our physical body. So I see freedom coming for you in your own person. So I do believe this is going to shine a light on your, and I think your healthcare is definitely going to be accelerated to the positive. So you can find this person. The only thing that, the only other thing, Kelly, that they're showing me is that maybe there's a, I don't know if you have a dental appointment or not, but as far as maintenance in the body, that I don't know why they're showing me this, but they are. So there is somebody also that can help ahead, but it's interesting how they're like, by the way, go see the dentist if you haven't, for maintenance or whatever. There's a lot of that going on. Okay, so let's see. I feel this male is very strong. Even if you are seeing, I don't feel you should see anyone junior in their practice. That's how it feels. So please see like a partner in the firm, or if they offer a female, insist on the male. There's something about this. And I'm only saying it because of what your cards are saying, not because I favor one over the other, of course. Okay? And I do hope that helps. Pamela says that she hears the pups. The pups are definitely snoring in the background. They've had a busy night, and they were following me around. Like, for some reason, they knew not to touch that paint, and it's kind of funny because they're staying away from the sides of the walls, and it's hilarious what they've learned. So, but they're exhausted, so, and thank you for saying that. I hope it's not too loud, but they're calming me today. So, all right, let's see who's next here, and I love this. Charlene, and any of you, please come and share what it is you're doing to feel more gratitude about today, feeling better. Thank you, Charlene, for that. She said she was feeling down a day after the election, and she woke up Thursday and she felt a wave of hope and faith start from her toes and wash up to her body, through her body completely. Since her job is talking to people on the phone, she gets to also share that energy in her conversations, and she's grateful today. Let's take a look at you, and I am glad you're here. Here we go. I actually feel there's something that you are about to take on. And I see a ton of, not only I believe financial increase ahead, but it's more than financial increase. It's more balance. It's like the fruit of the earth is coming through. There's something about it. And getting in nature, like abundance comes in many ways. Wealth, not only financial, but that's a good thing. And I feel that little, I feel Jupiter for some reason. I feel the planet Jupiter tickling you somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I definitely know that it's there. because I see abundance, but it's also getting in the land or connecting with the earth and this type of thing. So when you can get in the dirt or the grass or the fields or whatever it is, the mountains, the water, anything connected, it will bring you more increase in your life in every way. So physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, I love that for you, okay? That's really what I see next. And I love that. And I love the gratitude also. All right. I'm excited for you. Marty, good morning, and better late than never. We were a little behind this morning, so you're right on time. Send my love to Tyler, please, and Jonathan, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for being here. Tyler is my godson, and he's aging me at this point because it's been many, many years, but good morning. I'm happy you're here, okay? I'm teasing. Lynn, I am coming over to you next. And no, I see many of you, and I'm definitely moving through. So I'm not going to skip anyone. I'm going to try to get them. All right, Lynn, let's take a peek. Happy birthday to you in 2 days. Gosh, I feel self-care for you also. But and another thing I feel about you, Lynn, I don't know if you're going to take a little trip or escape somewhere, but I feel it. And even if it's 4 days or something or longer, I definitely see something good coming your way as far as that. It could even be local. You know, sometimes in our near environments, even around the corner, I want to say, you know, little trip just to escape. How many of you have something close to home that you can escape to that doesn't feel like you're close to home? Sometimes that's the easiest and best way. All right, let me take a look. But I feel that. I feel some little travel bug or something, or adventure, and very gently. I also see a lot of physical healing coming up ahead. I do see self-care. Then I feel you're going to take a release. So, Lynn, what I want to say to you, and the outcome looks amazing, but in the interim, I feel like you're going to shed some things. Shed some past, separate from anyone who no longer serves your growth. And I don't mean that to sound like it's a selfish comment. It's more, I mean, selfish where you're concerned. It's not about your selfishness. It's about your selflessness. And I feel that anyone who isn't honoring that, is you're going to kind of separate some ties or disconnect some things to allow room for more people, better people, I should say. And so you may go through a bit of any relationship that's been discouraging or disgruntled. I know right now we are all having relationship issues after what we've gone through, and people are just upset, and we have to learn. This is now the time more than ever to try not to take things too personally, because it's just really stressful for people. And some people take things harder than others, you know. Some of us have the ability to get right up and on with it, or we play it out in other ways, as I expressed. But it's very, very challenging when people around you are disappointing. And I feel like you're going to have a boundary year. And I also feel good that at the end of the day, you're going to have a really fresh new start. Now, the other thing I want to say is, heart-friendly health, whether it's emotional or physical, I like that. I feel a boost in that area for the better. Anything that's going on, there is a fresh start on the other side. So if you have a little health nuance or something coming up, don't be nervous. I do feel you're going to get to the other side of that. And I'm obviously seeing a little bit of upgrading of your physical body. And I like to call it upgrading because when we take care of things that aren't in our control, and or it's again saying, okay, what do we have to deal with? We're going to take care of this. This is what I see some of this. I also feel like you're going to be grieving a little bit of past things. And I feel that's very normal because you're getting ready. We have a couple more days to your birthday, you know? So we have some reflection to contend with, and I want to say to become friends with. And then on the other side of that, you're really going to come to a fresh new beginning. I feel a lot of new beginnings seasonally for you this year, and not only this autumn, but in the spring. I would not be surprised if you didn't recreate your life, and I believe you want to. But I really do feel new people showing up by the spring, okay? So have a great year, and I'm so happy you're here, and I appreciate your energy so much. I think any bleep in the, how many of you have been disgruntled with other people because of everything else going on? Or maybe taking things a little personally, or, you know, you just have to kind of take a step back and realize that everyone is I can't say everyone, but many people are just going to process some fear for a bit until things settle down again. And it will settle down again, believe it or not. Okay. All right. Lynn, lots of love to you. So a lot of healing is basically what I'm saying at the end of the day as well. All right, and I hope that makes sense. How many of you have a ritual, or I'm sure there was a lot of frozenness, a lot of shock, a lot of like wow moments for, you know, and high energy moments as well. What are you doing to actually keep yourselves in a center, you know, maybe centered with yourself, maybe in a healthy place? Has anything come out of this week that has helped you move forward, you know? I do believe the power of intent also. Thank you for that, Christina. I also believe that when we connect with each other, it makes our way easier. It's nice to know somebody's there for you no matter what you're feeling. Okay, let me see who is. Happy birthday to Megan today. Let's take a look at her. Megan's in med school and she's having a roller coaster ride, Mom says. It is a very difficult path, but so rewarding, and I have zero doubt she's definitely going for it. And I know the first year is tough, but I know she's going to pull it out. Let's take a little peek at her. I feel like there's going to be, I'm going to put the cards aside for a minute. I have an impression here and a visualization for her, or something visual coming through. Megan is going to have two angels in real time that are going to help her in the months ahead. One, I want to say there's a man and a woman, but I'm not really sure of their sexuality, so I'll say a man and a woman physically that are going to help her. It's almost like they appear out of nowhere in school. She couldn't know. I feel like she's already met one, but not the other fully yet, although they've been in the same space, so to speak, environment. And so come back and let us know about this. But I do feel she has, it's not, right now it may be invisible guidance or helpers, but she's going to start attracting some real life angel energy. And I think that's really good. Let me just take a look now. I do see this happening for her, one on each side. I also see a library. I don't know if she spends a lot of time there or has a lot of time to go there, but I do believe one of these people come from through there, that spot particularly, okay? All right, hold on now. All right, here we go. Yeah, she's just nervous. She's Maureen, she's definitely upset about everything that's happened. She's going to ace something coming up ahead, and then all of this is going to go away. Her being, you know, I can't say, okay, it's going to ebb and flow, but I mean, this moment will go away. She's got a great score coming on another exam. She's going to feel so much better. And I definitely feel she's protected in many different ways. And I think there's the everything upset her, you know, in this whole scheme. I do see a dark haired man. Somebody's going to praise her. She needs a little affirming right now from school. I do believe it's going to be a professor or otherwise someone in a leadership role and really praise her work and I and her effort. And I feel like that's going to help. I do see a male energy that is a mentor type of person, like I had just said. And of course, one female who's really going to take to her, or maybe they take to each other. And somebody extremely funny who's really going to help her lighten up. Okay? They are actually showing in the cards as well. And I tell her to have a wonderful birthday and lots of love to all of you. This time, the light's going to shine again. Let's say that. All right? All right, let me see who's next here. We have three puppies snoring now. I put everybody to sleep. All right, let's take a look. I feel like someone else asked me a specific question. Kelly, I want to come back to you for a minute. I feel like he's an Aries, that attorney, who I see. So just that's a, I know it would be, can you imagine calling the attorney office to hire an attorney and saying, are you an Aries by any chance? I know you can't do that, but there's a lot of information on Google that you can do. I hope that helps, okay? All right, let's see. Patricia, good morning to you. Laura, good morning. I'm so grateful that you're feeling better. Maya, hi. Judith, let's take a look at what you're asking here. She says, this morning, the music turned up by itself, a round knob behind a cabinet door, several notches, as in many decibels louder. This morning, as I was waiting for my coffee to brew, I was mumbling about someone I didn't approve of. I'm just wondering. She's in a beautiful, well, I don't feel like this energy was yours. Like I feel like it's connected to someone else from many, many, many lifetimes ago as well. Just passing through. It feels like a grandfather energy. And you know, if you could find out, I don't know where, whose home it is or whatever. I have a feeling that person, the spirit of that person is there, but it's definitely connected to the home. And it's also, even prior, I feel like the late 1700s, oh, I have goosebumps, is when this person was born, but then they came back again and they passed away earlier. And so I'm seeing a couple different lifetimes and now, and this person is not reborn. He's actually an eternal spirit now. And I feel like it was grandfather. Maybe you'll do some digging, but it was prior to the home. Okay. Late 1700s. And maybe even again, early in the life, because I feel like then he passed in his 40s, but in the 1900s again. So I see two lifetimes with this person. Okay. But there's a lot of wisdom. Nothing against you or having anything to do with you. I think it's a separate entity, okay? It is quite the experience, though. And I do hope that gives you some comfort. There's no negative energy there. Just like a passing visitor. And the mumbling, I don't think you're mumbling. Maybe, you know, I don't think the mumbling had anything to do with it. It's okay. So I would say, you know, don't be, nothing to fear, okay? I love Scorpio season for that. I think all kinds of things. Our worlds blend, so more so than any other time. And I really love that. Maureen, you're welcome. Kelly, that is funny. Okay, you are an Aries rising. That's good. That's a good mix for you then. Gail, where are you? Okay, here we go. Okay, trying to get to California. I found the house, but I've been very worried about, well, everything about moving, but no choice. Okay. I really know you are to move. That I am convinced of, specifically getting out of the environment that you're in. So let's take a peek moving forward, okay? Look at Gail. There's something around Valentine's Day that I'm picking up on as far as time goes. I'm looking at a calendar above me. Your guides are bringing me this calendar and choosing February for some reason. I feel like that's when things are going to really be settled, but you're going to start to move much more quickly now. We do have a retrograde or two to contend with, but that's okay. And I do see your home. All right. And I think you're going to be out of here. And then I will say this. Don't hurry the change. Because if you have to kind of, it's going to happen in its own time, but I feel some fear coming through. And the person that you're kind of dividing from is I feel like the less is more when it comes to dealing with that person, because I do not feel like it's going to be an easy disconnect. And I also believe, not because of you, but because of him, you know, but then that kind of instills some fear that we have to, like I said earlier, say hello to your fear, get to know it, welcome it, and then kiss his ass goodbye, you know? I mean, recognizing it, I think, is key. By me saying this to you, I hope, and I feel that knowing this is going to happen, you will get to the other side of it, meaning you're going to get the house, and then I feel like a little bit of hesitation, because you're going to feel bad, you know, maybe guilty for leaving, guilty for starting over, all of these things. I know you care about people and the person that, you know, you're close to or whatnot, but it's going to take a tiny bit of time for you to get moving out there and to really get in a flow. You are not going to do the wrong thing, but for a minute, you may feel like it's the wrong thing. You will get through that time, you will overcome it, and you will get moving forward. There is nothing but better things on the other side of this transition, but you may not feel like that in moments, and I promise you, you will do it, and you will do it right, you will do it well for yourself, but it's something that is right. You don't have to be afraid or nervous or anything like this to get to a new life. It's like a new, fresh beginning. There's not enough for you there for the long term that's going to make you feel comfortable if you decide not to go. So please decide to go. And I don't ever really I try to support you guys and not make your major decisions for you unless I really feel like kicking and screaming, it's time to go. And Gail, I'm telling you, I'm kicking and screaming, it's time to go. There's nothing that's near that you need to hang on to. That's really how I feel. I think it'll only get worse if you do. So let's kick it. You're going to get your house. I definitely see that. Okay? All right. I hope that helps. And the reason I think it's because if you did it and then you went into this place of, oh my gosh, did I do the right thing? Now I'm already answering you. You did the right thing. Okay. All right. Judith says the man's mother named him Bidwell. That's interesting. I always think that a mother who names her child Bidwell, bid thee well. I always feel good here. The spirits are helpful, wise, and I thought someone was trying to just keep me on track. It could have been the head butler. I love that. It's definitely someone with history. I love that for you. All right, we're going to go ahead and see who's next. And take a peek at what's happening. Christina, where's that dog, that little puppy? I'm trying to find it. Aw, so cute. They adopted a little new schnauzer. I love him. Clyde. I love the name. I do see the Wheel of Fortune, and I really think we bring more love into our homes. And even if it's not a puppy, it could be anything from a goldfish to whatever we decide, you know? Hopefully not one of the escaped monkeys in South Carolina, you guys. Someone actually called about that. Anyway, I definitely feel like Clyde has a little bit of luck attached to him. And he's cute. And I feel like, I think you intuitively know that there's something special about him. He has positivity and light. I feel like you know all this. So I'm just validating you. I do believe that your intuition is also on the rise. And I feel like you have a connection to him from another time and place. And you kind of know. and or you do now, and he's super, super cute. So good luck and lots of love in your new little family member. The only thing I want to say is I do have a little ear thing going on. I'm pulling at my own ear with him. There's something about keeping his ears fresh and clean, okay? Because I do think he may be prone to a little ear infection. So just a heads up on that. Other than that, I feel like he's really good. All right, let's take a look now and go ahead and refresh. Guys, our time went so quick today, and I do have to say a few things. Please take good care of yourselves continuously. And when we have stressful times in the world, of course, as empaths, you all absorb so much more energy. Remember, it all starts from within. So keep yourselves as centered as possible. Try to avoid some of the hype. If this wasn't a signal of truth to understand that we really shouldn't be, you know, absorbing half of what we hear, or maybe 90% of what we hear at this point, I don't know what is. So please remember that going forward. Over at One to Listen this week, we have, let's see, today we are celebrating, of course, or honoring, I should say, Veterans Day. Honoring, I believe, is the right way to say it. Of course, we have 1-2 Day tomorrow, which is a really great day to connect. Our rates are changed for us throughout the day and night, and that's really a nice, inexpensive time to connect with your favorite advisor or advisors. Also on Wednesday, we're going to do it again for you guys for that midweek hump. And then on Friday, we have a full moon, and we're coming up to that. So you're going to see some things heighten. You're probably going to feel reactive. I definitely feel like it's going to be a powerful time, a powerful full moon, of course, and I'm sure more will be revealed. There is no doubt. I keep pulling the Four of Wands for all of you to share this week, and I think I've done it before. So it's a good affirmation and reminder that your peace, the peace within the four walls of your home, is really where it starts, all right? So keep your loved ones close. Keep your body, mind, and spirit in as optimum, as premium form as you can at this time. And create a sacred space. Create something. Bring something more maybe gentle or delicate or soft, or something that soothes you into your home, and find comfort in that. And also don't forget to eat, all right? All right, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Jay Varvel, thank you so much for being my producer. Everyone, the amazing Lori the Love Sherpa is coming up next in just a few minutes. Please stay tuned. Thanks for hanging in there today, guys. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week.